brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I'm married, been married about a year, been with the same girl for about 5 years before that. We didn't combine finances before we were married. Now we've been married and I'm having trouble bridging that conversation with how to, you know, use our income together instead of separately to try to battle against, you know, our joint debts that we have.
So you've been married for how long now?
One year.
1 year. How much? What's the total debt?
A year, yeah. So we have our mortgage is about $375,000, and then outside of the mortgage, it's about $150,000. $75,000 is a combination of like my student loans or other student financing, like for my CFP, and then $75,000 is a family debt that we owe my parents.
Mm. Certified financial planner.
I am, yes.
Okay.
I do wealth management.
What does your wife do?
She does coordination for a healthcare company.
Okay. And what does the conversation sound like when you say, hey, I think we ought to combine forces now that we're married and combine all of our assets, our liabilities, and attack all this together as one unit? What does she say?
She's always, you know, willing to contribute what's needed to a, you know, joint account, the house account that we use for things like that. But she is not really interested in having everything flow through the one account.
Why?
Both of our incomes, all of our expenses out. I can't say I've really dove into a big reason why.
I would be the first thing I would ask when she said that. You don't want to combine your life with me? That's a little disturbing.
And where's the other money going that she's not, quote, contributing to the joint account?
She keeps it in her own account or into her like tax-free savings account.
Yeah. So basically, you guys are typical, by the way. You're right. We get this question all the time. But my rebuttal to her and people that believe like her is that all the data we have on wealth building indicates that what you're doing is not going to work.
Yeah. Okay?
When we study 10,000 millionaires, the vast majority of them in the 80-90 percentile said that one of the reasons they were able to get there was they had a spouse that they had joined arms with and were fighting against all odds together to get there. It was a unified approach. It wasn't, I've got a roommate. Marriage is not a joint venture.
Yep.
And so that's my rebuttal to her on that. But I think you need to get under that because she's still acting like y'all live together.
Yep, basically.
And it's time to move on to the next stage once you're married. And it's the old-fashioned preacher said, and now you are one. Now, one thing that might be happening, and the reason I was asking about your careers, one thing that might be happening is you might be math and she might be art and healing. Meaning,
yeah, that's very much so.
Yeah, meaning that the last thing she wants to do is turn over her last little bit of autonomy to a control freak math nerd.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
He's nodding in agreement on the other side of the phone there. Yeah.
So here's the way you combat that. I know that because that's what happened at my house, okay? I am a control freak math nerd and I'm good with math, and you don't get a CFP unless you're good with math, okay? So you and me are the same dude. So at my house, it took me a while because I'm hard driving, overbearing, and all control freak, all that. It took me a while to heal that part of our relationship to where Sharon actually believed that that her vote counted in the discussion. Now, George, however, is a nice guy, so Whitney already believed that her vote counted with George. But Sharon's like,
you're going to do whatever you want to do anyway. Why do you want me to talk about it? You know.
That was a pretty good impression.
It's about right. It's about what it sounds like. So, but it's like it took me. So we do not make decisions and have not for 30 years since bankruptcy without making them together. And sometimes I have to force her to place her vote just to remind her that she has an equal vote, because she sometimes will go, oh, do whatever you want to do. But I know how that ends up. That story doesn't end well. So I don't want to do whatever I want to do. I want her input, number one, but number two, I want her agreement so it doesn't come back on me later. And so part of what you're battling is she's not convinced she gets a vote.
Okay.
And you might just talk about it out loud like that and go, my personality, my makeup that allows me to be an excellent wealth manager, an excellent CFP, even pass the freaking exam for CFP, which for those of you out in the world don't know, that's like passing a CPA. It's a real serious test that Tom has passed. And so that tells me a lot of things about Tom, right? And so, but Tom, you just say, hey, the things that allow me to be good at this could be working against our relationship. And so I want to reset the table on our finances to where even though I'm an expert in finances, we have to have equal footing in deciding about our money. And you have to vote half and I have to vote half. And we have to combine them. And we've got to learn to work together because the benefit is going to be in our relationship is going to be a bazillion times better. And the other benefit is we're going to end up with more money.
Okay.
And all of that, as you can tell, had a lot of humility and empathy. It was not attacking and aggressive and combative. That's not going to get you far.
Yeah, he's not. He's not. You're not aggressive. You're just a math nerd.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it manifests itself. It's like
your excitement comes across as aggression.
Yeah, you just enjoy the whole thing. And it's like, you know, and she's like, ooh, I'm afraid if I get over there, I'll get that on me. You know, it's like, and so.
It's like cooties.
Yeah, it's cooties. Math cooties. So, but that's what goes on in a lot of the stuff out there. The spender feels like the saver is not going to let them have a vote.
Yes.
The math nerd doesn't let the artist have a vote. And it could be man or woman. It's not necessarily, you know, it happens to be the man as a math nerd. Happens to be at my house. I'm the math nerd. But, you know, it's not unusual at all for the lady to be that person. And they can be intimidating.
Well, then you show them, hey, what are your fears behind this? Because you're still going to get to enjoy life. Here's a line item that says Whitney's fun money in the budget. But we have transparency and accountability, which, by the way, is kind of what a relationship is built on. Trust.
There we go. Lots of increased communication. When you handle your money together, you're handling your life together, boys and girls. It changes everything. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.